to item 24, triennial review priority list.
I'll make a repeat request that we have kind of a one-paragraph version. This is Lou Blanc.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Chairman Young, is this on?
Chairman Young and members of the board, this is the triennial review list. This is mandated by both the Porter-Cologne Water Quality Control Act and the Clean Water Act, federal section 303C. Staff is current recommendation for the list is a balancing of critical water quality issues and staff resources. Both staffing constraints and specific program funding may impact our ability to keep all of the projected schedule before the next triennial review list. But on that next triennial review list, you will probably see changes as a result of the current vision process that's in our that you discussed at the June 1st board meeting. And we will continue to try and be creative with using different task codes to supplement the limited amount of funding to do this work. For this process, we have a few issues. Let me try this again. Here we go. Those include under surface water biostimulatory objectives, some editorial revisions. I'm happy to report to the board that since this item was postponed from the last board meeting, you have already completed the two oil field items today. Shellfish, some on-site wastewater items, as well as non-point source, riparian corridor, and then a water quality, this tributary rule is a water quality impairment being extended to all upstream tributaries. So this is an issue that has been adopted at other boards. And then procedural items under surface waters. And then under groundwater, two items that we hope to be bringing to you early next year, basin reconfiguration and groundwater objectives. And the other basin planning work that's going on that's not on this list are the TMDLs, but that's also occurring under the funding for the TMDLs. We have received comments, and they are those comments have been responded to in the staff report that you have received, and we recommend that you adopt resolution R3-2005-69. Are there any questions or comments? And Chairman Young, I believe you had some suggested language for non-point source, and staff was hoping a vehicle that we might be able to bring that back to you on was item number 7, the non-point source management measures item that we have on this list.
When did I offer that?
That has to do with the problems with the basin plan prohibition as far as discharge, threatened discharge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't mention context that came up. You're absolutely right.
So we thought we could probably take care of that within that item.
Okay, good.
Which is in the nearer term.
Okay.
Any questions? Entertain a motion. Oh.
Yes. Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I'm just curious because it's very interesting to me, and I'm really liking what I see here, but is there any way to characterize where goals for improving water quality impact or water quality in the marine environment outside of the shellfish issues, how would we, where are we going to see marine water quality addressed? Because I'm aware, for example, that things that interest me outside of the work that I do here, for example, MLPA, one of their goals is to improve water quality, and that has to do with non-point source pollution in nearshore environments. And, you know, I know that's a broad category, but can we see marine environment goals in our work right now, or is that coming down the line?
Well, certainly the order of these priorities is whatever the board would like, and this is our best understanding of what we understand your priorities to be. At the end of Attachment A, I think you'll see a fairly long list of other items that don't appear on the immediate priority list, but are things that we recognize need to happen, and under a number of these involve other issues, particularly with marine waters. So I was looking down here. I just saw a couple more of those regarding bacteria objectives for ocean waters and then desalination water supply. And so we can add anything you want either to this longer list, or if the board as a whole would like to readjust the priorities, we can certainly entertain that.
I just want to point out that the items that are listed here under the surface water issues, these tasks, they all translate into improved marine water quality because surface water is discharged to the marine water quality, and also that it's very difficult to measure water quality in the marine environment because there's so much dilution there. And so the place to measure it, track it, or improvement would be more in tributaries and like the mouths of creeks where you have the discharges into the ocean rather than the open marine environment. It would be just so hard to detect things.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's usually how that's characterized, but at the same time, we wouldn't expect to see any improvement if we're not trying to understand perhaps where the hot spots are or where issues of degradation are occurring that we could have some impact on. And so I do agree with you that surface water issues would generally address concerns for nearshore impacts. But I'm also looking for, you know, some effort or some our best way to start to characterize where can we start to define these issues, because I would like to see the Water Board taking leadership on this. I will tell you that in the MLPA Blue Ribbon Task Force, there is a water quality seat, and there is no one seated at the table. And they invited State Water Board, which I think the decision was they didn't have staff time to allocate to it. So the water quality issues are not really being addressed, although they remain on the agenda. And they have serious questions about what the opportunities or potential or technologies could be that would complement and start to at least define what the issues are. Because right now, they're just, they're taking scraps of data here and scraps of data there. And I think we have more to offer to that process. And I certainly would like to see water quality become as visible in terms of the science and understanding that we have and our capacity to affect these. I get really frustrated when I hear people say, we really can't affect the near shore water quality and it's just such a big goal, we'll never be able to do it. That really drives me nuts. Because I think baby steps are always possible, yeah. But you need to know what's reasonable and practical.
Just to share with you something that has been on kind of my agenda for a long time, but I found it difficult to get through, was a requirement that recreational shellfish areas be classified the same way the commercial shellfish growing areas are. And that would require that a more rigid and stringent fecal coliform bacteria standard be applied. And we even got so far, this is about 8 years ago or so, maybe 10 years ago, we had legislation passed and signed that would do that. However, it wouldn't become effective if there were no funds to implement it. So I think it's there somewhere in the water code, but can't be implemented without any money. And it was to do something like that, which I saw as a trigger to require more areas of the coastline to come under, more scrutiny like that.
With the interest of foundations like RLFF, if we can participate in this process and help to identify not only where the problems are, but what the applications, what solutions and applications might be of current technologies. We might see, those issues being addressed along with the other marine resource management challenges. It's all challenging. When you get into the marine environment, it really, escalates quickly.
And so, requires money.
Yeah. And so, as long as it's a high priority, and I happen to also know, I participated in the NOAA MPA workshop that was held recently in Monterey, and the Pacific Coast is the first area that the national MPA program will focus on, and largely because California is taking the lead, California will be their pilot program, this is very long term, and part of their interest is in, again, identifying funding in a very both short term and long term to really support the integration of a much broader set of marine protected areas that will span from the Bering Sea to Mexican waters through international agreements. I mean, this is very long term thinking and very broad thinking, but the plans are in place, and it really troubles me. I was one person in a room of 50 social scientists, probably the only one that could help to ask questions about what do we do about the water quality goals, because they are stated goals as part of the MPA, in terms of the issues and solutions that are being defined as part of the MPA structure. Water quality is one of the issues, and it comes from a lot of things, including open ocean discharge. So it's a range of things, but the land-based issues, I think, are an aspect that are tremendously challenging. But if we leave those aside because of that challenge, I don't think we'll be part of the, we won't be able, obviously, to take advantage of any opportunities that come up to see that level of funding and support. That's kind of what I'd like to see.
Any other board questions or comments on this? This is a resolution? Okay.
I'm the motion maker today.
You're usually right there, Russ.
Okay.
Ready to go.
I move on R3 2005-0069. Did I get the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, good. Thank you. All right.